Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Grace here with Gar Reines, batting stance guy, and we are welcoming a very, very special guest to the Cholula hot seat. Right fielder Reimer Liriano. How you doing, Reimer?
Good. How do you doing?
We are doing great. Really excited to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. And, I mean, what, 2 weeks in the big leagues now. How is everything feeling? Do you feel adjusted? Do you feel settled in? What's the experience been like for you so far?
I feel really good. You know, when I first started, couple of days, is a little nervous. And right now, it's really good. You know what I mean? I always talk to the guys. More comfortable right now, and I mean, it's really exciting for me. Always a lot of work out for my dream, you know what I mean, for big league, and I'm really good, like, work hard.
Nice. It had to be a helpful thing to you to have so many Spanish-speaking guys and Latin players on this team. That had to help make you more comfortable in this situation, right?
Yeah, it's just really more comfortable. It's not too much, but a little bit. And I want to talk to the guys, the other guys, and good fun on the dugout, and the field, and the clubhouse. Everything's really good.
Were you friends with any of the players before coming up to the big leagues a couple of weeks ago? Did you know guys from before?
Yeah. Alessia Marista.
Oh, cool.
This other one, Abraham Amonte. Oh, yeah. He's played to the winner ball in Dominican.
Yeah.
I know him. Rene Rivera. A couple guys, pretty good. Good guys. I would talk to Cameron, maybe it's good too. Will Benable. A lot of guys is really good friends.
Nice. Talking to outfielder Reimer Liriano, before you came up to the Padres, you spent about a month in El Paso, and you had one of the best months that you probably ever had. Have you ever felt as hot as you were? I mean, you're hitting almost 500, just extra base hits all over the field. Have you ever felt like you've ever played better than you did during your time in El Paso?
El Paso is pretty good. I mean, the pitchers really like, it's not to kill me something, and he don't know what you throw me, like fastball, breaking ball. I would hit all the pitch, and that's right. I'm feeling really good. I'm working hard when I say it later, and I really focus, like, hitting the ball. I don't know. It's like my opportunity come here. It's really a surprise when I tell me it's called up, and I'm not can't believe it when I tell me. Was pretty good right now to San Diego.
Nice, that's awesome. Talking to Reimer Liriano. Now, just a year ago, you had the elbow surgery, you had Tommy John surgery, and that, you know, obviously set you back a year. What was the hardest part about coming back? Were you worried about re-injuring yourself, or is it harder to get your swing back? What was the most challenging thing coming off of that injury?
It's more hard to my body.
Yeah,
I'm really fat. I would eat a lot. You know, it's, I was like, when I surgery, I don't need to move it around for 2 weeks, for 10 days. And I need to do pills because I was hurt my shoulders, and I can move a lot. And when I need to eat a lot, I need to like, okay, when I surgery, I need to like, my body's like really strong or something like that. But when I eat the belt, I would sleep for 5 hours. When I caught up, I'm hungry. Like, I want to eat a lot. It's not like chicken, fries, hamburger. So, oh my God. So, I would hide 25 or 30 pounds.
Wow.
So I need to work out every day. So 40 minutes on the cardio. Of running the field and my swing too, a little bit like hard too. You know, it's 7 months, you're not gonna see the ball, you're not that wrap the bat. And the most important is for my body.
Yeah.
It's really hard, you know what I mean? Like 25, 30 pound high. I have it like, before I went to 220, which is 25, you know. For 2 months, it's really, really hard. So I make it work a lot. So I went to lose to 25, 25 or 20. right now. I feel really good, and it's more inspiring for me for the surgery.
Really interesting. Yeah, I never even thought about that. You know, you worry that you're going to hurt your arm or, you know, getting your bats, but you can't work out when you're hurt like that, so you're going to put on weight. That's natural, and you had to work really hard through spring training to get back into playing shape. Really interesting stuff.
I've gained 25 pounds recently, but it's not due to any kind of an arm surgery.
No.
Or too many. Now, do you know, have you ever seen a picture of your hitting coach, Phil Plantier, when he used to play baseball?
Yeah. I was there with him, not yet, but I was there with him in 2011.
So
on the minor league.
Okay, so your hitting coach has one of the greatest batting stances in the history of baseball. He basically would squat down to be about this high off the ground.
Oh yeah.
And I think that we here at Padre Social Hour would like for you to consider to bat like your hitting coach, Phil Plantier. Squat down as far as you possibly can. So it'll be more entertaining for the fans. Because right now, you're just standing up there and just kind of crushing it.
Yeah.
Whereas we need you to do something funky.
Reimer, do not listen to him.
No.
You do not need to bat like Phil Plantier. You keep doing what you're doing. It's working out okay for you.
I want you lower than Alexi Amarista. I want you to go down as far as you can.
Gar, show him the batting stance real quick.
Okay,
so this is how Phil Plantier would bat.
So no kidding. Phil Plantier, now he was lefty. Not like you. So he would get down about this low. So he would be like R2-D2. He would get very squatted down. And then every swing had to be an uppercut because the pitch had to be like eye level. So he would be down like this and then would go straight up like this.
Oh, my God.
I'm imploring you, Reimer, start to put that into your repertoire. Because right now you just have the nice follow-through with your left
arm
all
the
way around. We got to get you compacted. The strike zone's this big.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is he's your hitting coach. He'll work with you to start putting that in. Look at that. You've got a very professional swing right now.
Well,
we're trying to entertain the kids.
Let's talk about this first home run. And that's probably the most impressive first home run I might have ever seen. So, obviously, you're not thinking about it when it happens. You're just swinging at a pitch and you hit it and you just crush it. What's the feeling as you're running around the bases after you just launched your first major league home run?
Well, the first thing when I swing a that ball, when I crush it, I said, yeah, it's gone.
You knew it.
When I hit it, I said, oh, yeah, it's gone. When I run on the base, I feel like, damn, this is really exciting, really good when I hit it. And my family is watching TV. When I finish the game, he's called me.
That's awesome.
It's really, really special, really good.
What'd you do with the ball?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the hitting coach is taking my ball.
They still haven't given it to you yet?
No, it is not yet.
Oh, my goodness.
My first hit and homer, too.
You don't have either of them?
No, yet.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to imagine they're going to get it to you at some point, but that's not right. That's not right. They're messing with you.
No, maybe it's like, I don't know, with the record or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's that. Like put a name with days is a homer and something like that.
Nice.
Now, does your family and friends think that it is incredibly cool that you're a major leaguer? I know that you're a big deal, you're a major leaguer, you just call this Monday, but for some of us, I mean, we would have given our left arm to be on the field just walking around.
Yeah.
Do your friends, do they text you? Can they not believe it, or they knew you were going to be a major leaguer, so they got used to it a while ago?
He don't like believe it right now.
Okay,
he's got excited when
I
see him watching the TV. He said, wow, it's awesome. I won't wait when I'm watching you on the TV. My Lee always say, hey, he's my friend. He says, Ryan, he's my friend.
Yeah.
I want to talk to him. He want to text me a lot, a lot of guys,
That's
my
awesome.
Friends.
Really cool. Reimer,
it's awesome.
It's been so fun to watch you come up. Continued success. Good luck. Thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate you joining us today.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Player guests of Padres Social Hour receive a gift card to Donovan's Steak and Chop House, located in the Caslap District on the corner of 6th and K. Reimer Liriano, so much thanks for joining us on the Cholula Hot Seat. Cholula Hot Sauce, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap. For a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano, check out the green pepper sauce flavor today. We'll be right back with more Padres Social Hour right after this.